The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Trident Room Unfiltered. I'm your host, Anthony.
And Alora.
And guess what today is, Alora?
What is Wednesday?
That's very true. It is
Wait,
a Wednesday, but
if
what
you're
else?
Listening, it is not a Wednesday. But we do our little recording out here every other Wednesday, if you'd like to come say hi.
Yeah, please come out. Please come out. We always are looking for extra people to come talk to and hang out with. We do have a couple rules, though. Number one, the first round is on us. That's right. You heard it here. First round is on us, both food and drink. On the behalf
happy
of the
hour menu.
Happy hour menu.
We're not champagne budget over here.
The caviar is not allowed here. Sorry, y'all. Neither
and,
is the lobster.
And we do limit our guests, so make sure that you email tridentroompodcasthost@nps.edu if you are interested in joining. Walk-ups are okay, but we like to know in advance.
Yeah, just let us know. But like I said, a couple rules other than first round is on us for both food and drink. Is also foul language. I know we're all sailors, Marines. And soldiers out here, Guardians, who else am I missing?
Coasties. Chair Force.
Chair Force, that's right. That's where I said it. So, you know, foul language, keep to minimum. I know Uncle Tony over here isn't the best at that, so I apologize to you kids out there for having to cover your ears while I talk sometimes. Our time limit is about 30 minutes, so keep an eye on that. We try to bound that problem there. And, we just have a bit of an intro, some banter, and we discuss the topic at random. But, you know, divisive or offensive topics, you know, politics, religion, race, that's strictly prohibited. We don't talk about
that. So, yeah, if you'd like to come join us anytime, we'd be happy to have you.
Yeah.
We're pretty simple, straightforward. Just like to hang out.
But getting back to what I asked, today is Elena Free Wednesday.
Hashtag. Hashtag cry.
It's trending. That's right. So it's just going to be Alora and I today. Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
If we try. Mm-hmm. That's right. If we try. This will be the first and last time you're going to hear singing today on this episode, maybe other ones.
No promises.
No promises here. However, if you do want to do karaoke, shameless plug for my friend Claire, who owns Savino's. It's a really fun hangout. You see a lot of the MPS crew, both faculty and students, hanging out there Thursday through Saturday.
They do karaoke Thursday through Saturday?
Yeah, they expanded it. Ryan Rico is like lit up, man. He's the host, Ryan Rico. Yeah.
Thursday through Saturday. That's three nights in a row of karaoke.
That's too much for me personally.
Yeah.
I could barely handle one. Yeah, that's a lot. Yep. So, anyways, let's get started. We're going to pick a topic here. We're going to choose.
Yep. For those of you who don't know, we pick a topic at random. I have an app called Twazi where it picks a random first player.
For those of you keeping track, I have not been chosen to pick a topic yet.
I've been chosen once.
So if you have a bingo card and you're like, man, Anthony's gonna get his topic here and you're gonna get a bingo, hopefully today's your
the
day.
The odds are in your favor, so because it's just you and I.
That's
so
right. Let's see.
Should you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Man. Okay. I'm nervous.
Go.
I knew it.
You can have it.
I knew it.
You can have it.
All right. Your bingo, that doesn't count for your bingo card. Every
no,
single
It did choose me, but as I do not
time.
Have a topic ready and Anthony has not been chosen, I'm going to.
Huzzah. I'll take it.
What's the word?
What's the bird is the word? That's what happened.
I'll give my topic to you.
A gift?
No.
That's another
like,
word.
I declare Bequeath? Myself as tribute.
Tribute, okay. I do an offer, you do something for me, like a mob, you're like a mob boss right now?
No, not at all. Just pick a topic.
Okay. All right, I've been thinking about this, and we've actually talked a little bit off mic about this, but I'm just curious from your perspective as a professional. I think all of us work through this as we're getting older. You know, how do you keep the core group of people around your life, and how do you maybe adjust who you think adds the best value to your life? And then reciprocally, how do you, you know, add the best value to your friends, coworkers, family? And then maybe when do you adjust that?
Yeah, I can tell this has been on your mind lately.
It
you've
has
talked
been.
You've talked a few times,
mm-hmm.
Like you said off mic about, I think you called it curating your friend group.
Curating my friend group. That's right. Yeah. Well, because like I'm 39, right?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm not looking to make a lot of friends.
Oh, we forgot to cheers.
Oh, cheers. Ha-ha.
Cheers.
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 You know, I'm looking to make a good amount of value for my friends, like good people, you know what I mean? And every single person adds something to your life in some sort of way, you know? And it doesn't mean that you're better or worse than anybody. It's just I think that we fit in like a jigsaw puzzle of our lives as we get older. And let me give, I guess, a couple examples.
Yeah.
I had a buddy. This was when I was junior enlisted in Charleston. And plane.
Airplane.
Wait till this passes by there, folks. Unless they landed the
green. I wish we had someone here that could tell me what kind of plane that is. I've been getting spoiled.
Yeah, so I was a junior enlisted in Charleston, and I made some civilian friends. And then when I transferred over as an officer to the State Wing program, I ended up staying in Charleston, going to school at the Citadel.
Sure.
And then for those of you who don't know what the State 21 program is, it's a commissioning program where you are paid your current pay grade, eligible to promote, and you get paid 3 years to go to school. It's not very much, so they give you $10,000, at least at the time.
A year,
that's it. Yeah, so that's, yeah, slim pickings. So if you,
what are you expected to pay with $10,000? Like what is or what is not covered?
Yeah, that's a great question. So now I don't know what the cost is for other people now. Like, I don't know if it's adjusted for inflation.
Sure.
Or they kept it, you know, at $10,000. But yeah, you're expected to pay for everything. So sometimes I had some friends and sailors too who've got picked up over the years that I know or knew or still keep in contact, who went to some more expensive schools like Columbia. I think Columbia was on the list.
Okay.
So you're coming out of pocket for that. But some of the schools do work with you, and the Citadel is one of them. Now, granted, for the Citadel, like I said, $10,000, which isn't very much, even then. 2009-ish.
You have to pay rent, food, everything.
Yeah, but you're still getting your salary there. Getting BAH, BAS.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
all
okay,
of that.
Okay.
No. You're getting all of that. But you are getting a little bit of a book stipend, too. But you also have to come out of pocket for the tuition. $10,000 doesn't go very far.
Yeah. I'm struggling to understand what the benefit is to do this. You have to pay for your school.
Well,
you have to pay for food.
Well, here's the thing.
Rent is covered with BAH, but they're essentially giving you $10,000, but then taking most of it.
Well, I mean, it's something a better deal than pretty much anywhere else, though.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, right? But let me finish my train of thought
here. Sure.
That $10,000 doesn't go very far, but schools do work with some of these students to make sure that this does go far. So, for instance, the Citadel, one of the reasons I chose it, is $10,000 covered everything.
Oh.
But we had to inspect the barracks and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah, quick side story. I remember one time, this is when I came back to power school as an officer, and I'm chilling at some beer garden, and this big burly guy comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man.
Where is power school, by the way?
I'm sorry, Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went to Citadel, Charleston, South Carolina, and then I went back to power school at Charleston, South Carolina, once I finished my JO tour on a conventional warship, junior officer, as a junior officer on a warship.
Okay.
And this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, I think I know you. I'm like, yeah? He was pretty tipsy. I wasn't quite there yet. He's like, yeah, man, you were an officer candidate at the Citadel, right? I was like, yeah, that was a little while ago, but yeah, I was one of them. He's like, yeah, I was an athlete. You guys respected our rooms. I'm like, that's right, we did. He's like, yeah, you failed me, man.
Oh, no.
I'm like, yeah? And then he pulls me in. I'm like, oh, snaps. Like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, man, I deserved it. I was a dirtbag, man. I appreciate that. You know,
wow.
Can I buy you a beer? So the Citadel, among some of the other schools, they do offer some things that kind of help you out.
Mm-hmm. Was he
like
from
that.
The South? Or
yeah, he was from the South. Yeah, Citadel, it's a legacy school mostly, so people who've gone there, parents have gone there, things
the
like that.
The only Citadel I'm familiar with is from Mass Effect, so
I'm not sure what that is.
Mass Effect?
Yeah,
it's a video game.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's great.
Okay, I'm going to believe
Highly
you.
Recommend.
Nerd. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I had a civilian friend, a great guy. And he would come to some of the events, whether I did presentations or I got awards or things like that. But he had a drinking problem, unfortunately, and was dealing through some issues. And he even, I was married at the time, he went to my wedding. But, you know, I realized, like, I that was fun, I guess, when I was junior enlisted. But,
sure.
You know, at a certain point, it's like, man, I can't really be around this. And if he really needs help, I'm more than happy to offer help.
Right.
But I will say, I'm not going to name any names, but he's a good guy. Now he's he reached out to me. This was like about a year ago.
Wow.
He's like, hey, man, like, I'm sober now. And like, I really appreciate you being there for me at the time. I was going through some issues. And like, I want you back in my life. Like, basically, like, I want to be a friend again and, that, you know, add value.
Were you open to that?
Oh, of course. Okay. He's a good guy. I just knew he needed some help. Right. So it's stuff like that. Sometimes I think, you know, you have to, another plane coming through, a little busy today. By the way, we got Car Week coming up next week. So we got tons of people coming in now.
It will have already passed by the time you hear it. But
that's,
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Lots of people. They've even closed part of Highway 1 for construction.
Gosh.
Kind of the worst timing.
Yeah, literally the worst timing.
If you're hearing this and you were around, you'll relate.
Yeah. Now,
the chaos.
Car Week is fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's good for the businesses, bad for the locals, I think.
Bike.
You know?
Bike everywhere
oh
if you
gosh,
can.
Yeah.
If you know how to bike, bike.
Exactly. Another story when I was junior enlisted coming up, this buddy of mine, we both applied for the State 21 program, and he ended up not getting selected because he failed his PRT, his physical readiness test, and that's the, you know, requirement for that.
Right.
Now I don't know why he didn't go back and try again, but he's just like, yeah, this isn't for me, you know, which is understandable, right?
That's fair.
But, yeah, it's fair. But his life took a different turn than mine, and he got kicked out, fortunately, you know. And yeah, him and I aren't really friends now anymore because
the one
that
reached
that,
out to you that wanted to reconnect.
It's a different person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just giving two sides of the coin, right? Sometimes, you know, you lose friends, but you give them back because they bring in more value back into your life. But sometimes, you know, it's good to curate, like I said,
right?
For that. But, you know, I think I'm struggling now to maintain, like, my current network and connections.
Do you feel that that's because you have this kind of predetermined formula in your head of what your friends should be and how they should add value? And so it, when things don't really go to your plan, that it causes kind of a...
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been thinking about that a little bit, because I think that almost verges on, like, Calvinism, right? There's a certain predestination,
right?
Which I don't think that's correct in my point of view. Now, I know there might be some Calvinist listeners, totally understand that, but I'm just saying that I think at different points in our lives, we have a different kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, certain people are in your life for a reason, I think.
Right.
You know, and so I think it's just...
Or fall out of your life.
Or fall out of your life. And I think it's healthy. But I think I'm at a point now where I'm in that phase again, where I'm like looking at myself, what phase am I at in my life right now?
Right.
And how am I contributing to my social group? And reciprocally, how are they contributing back to me? I know it sounds a little transactional, but I think it's important to grow as a person.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked about this too off mic. There's some communities that are just a bit stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get kind of like dragged into that.
Right.
You know, and then for us in the military, it's, you know, I'm not saying it's good or bad. Maybe it's a good thing. You know, you move up the ranks or you just get out.
Right.
You know, it's very hard to maintain a certain rank for a long time. Until you go up to certain boards and they're like, what are you doing here exactly? Like,
yeah.
You know, we're looking for people to contribute back to the organization.
Oh.
You know, and that kind of thing.
Do you think that, because that sounds kind of transactional. Well, you know, the more effort you put in, the more time you put in, will give you a higher rank. Do you feel like that contributes to your mindset with also your personal friend group?
Well, I've been like this since I was a kid, so.
Oh, okay.
So no.
No, not at all.
Yeah, not for me particularly. Yeah, I've been like this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But. Enough about my perspective. I'm just curious, like, from your perspective.
Do you have a set number of friends that you like? So I have a friend that will only keep, I don't remember how to, we'll call it 150 Facebook friends.
Mm.
And it's only friends in his life, and it's only people that he interacts with.
Yeah.
Like, the curated list.
Yeah.
And people will, he literally curates his friend list, and that's who he keeps in his life. And so that comes to mind as something that, you know, you're not the only one that wants to make sure that it's not just a bunch of people there for useless reasons that they're contributing. But what comes to mind for me is sometimes in order to provide value to your friends, you have to also, like, first you have to provide value to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are stuck in this stagnant place personally, where there's no growth, there's no, you know, you're happy enough.
Mm-hmm.
How can you make another person's life better.
Yeah.
So maybe you end up getting cut from Anthony's friends list.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a balance, I think, for all that. And it's not always, growing doesn't mean like getting promoted.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like taking, I don't know, piano lessons or dance lessons or you know, join one of the clubs that we have here, right, at NPS and like, you know, being like active or something like that, you know. But that's a great question in regards to like a true size or a optimum size, I guess. It makes me think of something I heard before. I don't have any supporting documentation to back this up. Sure. I briefly like tried to look it up, but I forget.
Listeners, if you know what he's talking about, feel free to correct him.
Please. Yeah, there's a certain size of like a Roman, ancient Roman, like army.
Okay.
And I forget how they, maybe it's a battalion or something. I don't know, whatever it's called. There's a certain size. And the reason why the Romans kept like this certain subunit of a, because I think a legion is like 4,500 people or something. It's a certain subset. It's like around 150, maybe 500. Because they found out like that is like the optimum amount,
mm-hmm,
of people that they can like manage. Like,
that's fair.
With like one person.
Right.
You know. So I don't quite have that, you know, but I'm also kind of curious about that for more of the younger listeners, I guess, because I'm trying to think when like Facebook came out.
Oh gosh.
Right. So
I want to say like 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. So
somewhere around there.
Yeah. So I joined in 2009,
mm-hmm,
when that's when it started opening up now to people who didn't go to college.
Right.
Right. So I've been building up this network now, or this, my, at least my Facebook social network up. And yeah, to your point, it's like 1,000 people, but do I really know?
Yeah.
You know, these thousands of people. I don't think so, you know, and maybe at some point, perhaps that page becomes more of like a public profile, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I have a more like intimate, curated, like, you know, we talked about before, like subset. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's a great question. Yeah. Cause I see some of my other friends who have, you're very social too, like 1600, 2000. I'm like, how do you even like, you know, and really what it is like you meet somebody like, oh, cool, let me like add them on my
sure
list or whatever.
But then you never talk ever again.
Yeah. And that's happened, yeah, to me too, where people like reach out like requesting it. I'm like, I like met you once, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't really see the point. Maybe at a different time we meet again, perhaps. But
right.
I don't know if there's like a rule, I suppose. And I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit older, I guess. So maybe I don't understand, mm-hmm, the rules now, perhaps.
That's fair. Yeah, I feel like the rules are always changing, and the older you get, the more you're not keeping up with them.
Yeah. And it's a relatively newer phenomenon, too, with social networking, and, you know, at least at
I
this
agree
level. You know,
yeah.
At this level.
100%.
You know, so. But yeah, how do you personally, like, work on that? Or, like, do you think about it at all? Or just.
I don't think about it constantly, but I have experienced the loss of a friend and even best friends or good friends because there was either a fracture, mm, in the relationship where I realized they weren't a good friend, being a good friend to me, mm, and that, mm-hmm, as hard as it is to let go of someone that you've known for a while and that you're close with, I'd rather have no friend than have a friend that's going to like hurt me or, mm,
well, of course, yeah,
to say mean things to me.
Yeah.
And so I just block, delete.
Yeah.
If I've tried, I make an attempt to communicate like, hey, you know, this is how I'm reading your messages, yeah, or this is how I'm understanding what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is this, you know, is, yeah, this how, yeah, you mean it to be?
Yeah.
And if they, yeah, if they say yes or double down on those hurtful things, then, mm, that's where I have no time for that.
What about like work or like career networking? How do you balance? I'm not the greatest at that, so I'm just curious, like, how do you kind of balance that?
Huh? In what way?
Well, for instance, like one of my buddies, I was talking a little bit about, like, I'm not really on LinkedIn as much as I should be.
Yeah, and I looked for you, by the way.
Yeah, I see. LinkedIn stock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe later in life, perhaps. And actually, there's quite
like
a few people that I know that aren't on it that I'm kind of surprised. Like some of the professors.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm kind of surprised by that. And like, how do you like maintain like your research contacts? He's like, I go to conferences and like I keep in contact that way. And,
yeah,
you know, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, actually. You know, so there's, you know, I mean, old school Rolodex, digital Rolodex that they use, you
right
know, for that. But I was telling a buddy of mine about that. I'm like, man, maybe I'm kind of behind the curve a little bit. And he was like, you know what? He's like, here's his perspective. This guy's going to be in until they kick him out.
Yeah.
You know, my good friend Matt Wolfer, he's a good guy. And he was like, you're already part of the largest career network and organization. It's called the DoD. And you really have the global distro to look up.
Sure.
And you'd be surprised as to how many times where I've interacted with somebody who knows somebody knows somebody, right? Because it's really a small organization if you think about
Truly.
It.
Truly.
Navy is like 300,000, I think.
Yeah.
I forget the actual size. Not including the reservists. I think it's around that size, which isn't very large for an organization, right? But the DoD itself is, you know, the largest employer in the world.
Right.
Largest organization and like the best at what they do, you mm-hmm. know? So I think I've kept the right contacts, and sometimes former people I work for or work for me, like mm-hmm. reach out sometimes, like, hey, how's it going? Like checking on you, or
that's good.
I'm doing this, you know?
And you don't mind that?
I know. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting to me because you are such a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. You get along with you walk into a room and you make friends with everybody in there, that you struggle with this curation of friends and like this, like inner dilemma of how they're bringing value when, like, you kind of bring it on yourself, like
yeah.
bring it on yourself in a way, because everybody wants to be friends with you the instant they interact with you. I've seen it, you know.
Well, I think this might be more hit closer to home for people who have families and they move a lot as a military child. I wasn't a military child, but we did move around a lot.
Right.
So I think some of that does stem perhaps from that plane. Got more Car Week folks there, people. For the listeners, good thing it's not being video, because this is where we get the time to eat.
Yeah. Well, we have a short break. Completely different topic, but I've been thinking more about the play we saw at the Western Stage Humble Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And the more I think about it, the more I like it.
Okay.
Like, when I left, I was undecided.
Mm.
I had no idea that it was based on Hamlet, which I've also never seen or
right.
read. Does that make any sense to you?
That makes it worse.
Really?
For the listeners, there's actually like a pretty sizable local theater, music, and arts community here. I would say surprisingly so.
You know, I agree.
I mean,
we've got a great local theater.
Yeah. And there's like local artists playing all the time, you know, and we have festivals like West End's coming up here. But when this releases,
there's always
it's
a local
over,
play,
yeah.
a local musician. There's always something local to go see
yeah.
in the arts, with capital A arts.
Yeah. There's always some cool stuff to kind of check out. So if you do ingratiate yourself in the community, I really highly recommend it. I mean, you get lost and closed off sometimes. Around these gates or on a military base, right? Especially
yeah.
in housing, you know? And it's really important to bridge that civilian-military divide.
I even encourage go see things that you wouldn't think you would like. Like yeah. this one, we got invited to it, and I was like, I don't know what that is, but yes, like I want to go see local yeah. theater and support the arts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, so I don't know. I thought the play was
I left feeling undecided too, and there are things that I liked and disliked, but I think they did a good job with what they had.
That's fair.
Because it was kind of it feels like a difficult piece to
yeah.
not necessarily maybe to perform, but to kind of grasp the
gravitas, maybe.
Yeah. Like, it felt like a dark comedy, but it wasn't, the storytelling didn't necessarily present it as such. It felt kind of like a drama.
I felt like they modified it for an American audience.
I do too, 100%.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
For the listeners, there's like a certain scene where they're like, it takes place in Britain. So it's like, it's below 30 degrees. Fahrenheit, that is. I'm like, okay, like, why do we need that? Like,
yeah. And all of a sudden he's from Atlantic City.
Yeah, yeah. Atlantic City there. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Pass me a lucky strike there, Sonny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do good British accents. I'm sorry. Okay.
But I think they did such a good job with the scene in that instance where he was describing this really uncomfortable place and feeling that they could have said any number, you know, -20, and we, you know,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have found it out of place until
yeah.
they said Fahrenheit, that is, in a British accent. Like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe that goes back to this to the topic we're talking about. Like, I think sometimes finding your tribe is easier in a larger populated area, obviously.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah.
I mean, the odds are more in your favor.
Yeah.
Right? And in Monterey, and, you know, surprisingly, I've actually talked to a few other people about this.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, yeah, I actually felt like really lonely. People who've been here before or went to school and then left, like, I felt really lonely in Monterey. And I was like, kinda, that's kind of surprising to me. And
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Can you explain why?
I feel like those who are here or have been here have these connections that they've already made and they stick with, it's just like in high school, you have your cliques. Monterey is just a bit, you know, there's either like the theater nerds or the band geeks or the sports. We even have sports like Monterey Union, or we're just a bunch of these cliques. And so one, to come here and to try to enter into one of these cliques.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's not only is it tough, but sometimes you're treated like an outsider because you are, where it's just like, oh, you know, I've seen many people at art openings or think, you know, struggling to, because I used to work for a museum.
That's right.
To make conversation or to try to engage with other people and kind of brushed off or.
Yeah. I think it's a lot tougher too. Well, yeah, I think it's tougher for if you're single too, I think. You know, because it's a lot of older crowd or people already married and you know,
or people in existing couples.
Yeah, for that. So I will say that is something that I kind of struggled with in the beginning, to interact more with the locals.
Yeah.
But like once you kind of put yourself out there, I feel like they're pretty welcoming.
I agree.
Because it's been a military town for a long time, so they're kind of used to that.
Yeah.
You know. I didn't mean to interrupt you, though, but so that's one of the reasons. Is you think any other reasons, perhaps?
Oh, for what? For
for people to feel as if it's a bit isolated here, yeah.
So I lived in Alaska for a bit, right. And people would say the same thing there.
Mm.
Oh, like, oh, it feels lonely, it's lonely.
Yeah.
But I think you're just limited on...
Geography.
Yeah. Where... We're not in an ideal location to, like, pop off anywhere, pop for a weekend trip anywhere necessarily. I mean, yes, we can, but there are places that could go to Vegas. You know, like, L.A. has Vegas, L.A. has San Diego, L.A. has Mexico. Like, there's just, we're in an area where you have to go out of your way in order to get somewhere else or fly to another place to get to another place.
I mean, because San Francisco is, like... good traffic, like 2.5 hours.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh man, I gotta drive back.
And
like,
it feels like a struggle.
Yeah.
Whereas
totally.
San Jose, it's an easy drive. It's like an hour 10. So I feel like geography plays a little bit into that for sure. But also it's all your mindset. Because in Alaska too, I'm like, go a mile in any direction. There's something to do. You just have to be open-minded to it.
That's
so
true.
If you come here with a closed mind, of course you're not going to find anything to do because you don't want to.
And I think it's harder for people who are here on a 1 year program. Like some of the
Bowman Scholars.
Yeah, some of the ensigns coming here. You PCS'd here and then you're gone almost immediately. Like,
you barely have time to make any of those connections.
It's crazy, But I will say though, for those of you who are here at a short time period, join the clubs, you know, meet people, interact and try to get outside of the gates of NPS and find some cool stuff that you're interested in.
It's, yeah, that's really the best way to meet other people is just go out and do something that you're interested in. If you like board games, Mythic Games has a Thursday night standing board game. There's a meetup group, a board game meetup group.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff.
I would say most of the organizations here use Instagram to kind of broadcast what's going on.
Yeah.
I guess Monterey Weekly. That's the local like alternative newspaper. Check that out.
Yeah, but Monterey Weekly, they, speaking of curating friend groups, they curate their friend
the hell
you can
out of it.
Yeah, they only pick what they want you to see.
Agreed.
But if you go to their online calendar, you'll see everything because it is like user submitted events.
Yeah, it's very true. So well, I think we're approaching the end of time here. I think we talked about a few different things here. One, take advantage of the local area. You know, if you're struggling to find your core group of people, I would say reach out also to like mentors. You know, talk to your family and friends and just, you know, understand exactly.
Or us.
Hop on over.
We're always ready to.
Once again, the first drink is on us.
We'll be your temporary friends while you're here.
So once again, it's been a pleasure for Elena Free Wednesday.
Sad face emoji.
Sad face. Hashtag it's trending. All right, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at TridentRoomPodcastHost@nps.edu.